It's Sunday, November 8th, and you're watching the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Blavin.
And I'm Anthony.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the world. Totally is. Go Galactic!
Oh, you like that one, eh?
Yeah,
Anthony can't even do one.
Yeah.
No!
Is it the wrong way? Is it this way?
No, that's the right way, but don't copy me. He at least did Galactic.
You don't know any other one?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I know Morphin Time. Wow. That's it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, one of these days you got to show you.
I don't even know.
I can do the fake hand jutsu stuff.
What's the one from Turbo? It's like this, and then they do the key?
Oh, I can't remember.
Yeah. And then what is it? The space one is like they just have the...
That's the best theme song.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I forget what they say. I know one of the newer ones is Shift into Overdrive or something? Shift into Overdrive.
No clue what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You don't know any of this.
No.
Good times.
Man, did you not watch Power Rangers?
I watched the original Power Rangers.
Oh,
you play Wild Force or anything like that?
No, huh?
Not really. I remember there was a show called SPD.
That one was
or was it Lightspeed Rescue? I forget.
No, SPD and Lightspeed Rescue were
two. Oh, they're both two separate things.
Yeah, Lightspeed Rescue was the one who were like fire trucks and stuff, and SPD is like the police.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they were Let's Go Lightspeed.
Yeah,
sure.
That was an Amorphin thing.
After original Power Rangers and like those initial movies, I just dropped off and I was like, oh, hey, Power Rangers. I'm like, these are video games.
We already are corrected by our faithful viewer.
What did he say?
That was Zio, not Turbo.
Oh. Welcome to the internet. They know everything.
Get wrecked.
Yeah. We should look up some of them because
I know, good. And we should like
cut Power Rangers promos for the podcast.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, I know. I still maintain Go Galactic was my favorite. So something with Jungle Fury. I don't know.
Jungle Fury. I like the Wild Force ones. This is my favorite. Where they had the cell phone and they went ha.
Oh, that was wait.
That was the one with the Red Ranger Cole, and it also had. Like they had the sweet jackets that in the back it said like they're different animals. Like one had a bison, one had a shark.
And then
to make and their super ultimate sword was like all their weapons combined into one.
Oh cool.
Yeah. It was like a huge sword.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I liked. Yeah. It was useless because like literally the Red Ranger's part in that whole weapon is a glove to hold the sword.
But isn't this like a robot glove?
No, it's like a lion's mouth.
Oh,
like,
okay. Oh, that's pretty cool still.
So it's the blade of the Yellow Ranger on top. It's attached to the axe of the Black Ranger.
Okay.
The sides of the Blue Ranger's like confa fins.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it makes like the weird outcropping. And then a baton from the White Ranger, or Pink Ranger, but she's actually white, is the bottom part. And then the Red Ranger holds it with this.
It's cool.
With his claw
a lion thing. Fist.
Yeah, lion fist thing. Yeah.
You just want Voltron.
True.
Yeah, that's what it is. Voltron.
Yeah, he's got two.
Yeah. He's got two lions.
And when he goes like this, a sword comes out.
Oh, yeah. That's fucking cool. Yeah. Does it just like materialize?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you don't know what we're talking about?
I've never watched
Voltron. Have you not seen the opening? You know what he does in the opening? He puts his hands out, roar, and then feet roar.
Yeah.
Roar.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever seen that?
Because there are four lion heads.
No. I've only ever seen still images of Voltron.
Really?
You should look up when he does, because he goes form blazing sword. And like the sword appears as he's going like this.
I guess that's where like video games take that shit from then.
Yeah. Voltron? Maybe.
Or maybe there's something earlier.
Because all of the robots do that kind of thing.
Oh, okay.
Like yeah, that's true. Some of them like punch the ground, some of them the sword is in the air, just out of nowhere, just comes just down come to them and grab it.
Yeah, a lot of the Sentai robots do that too.
Yeah.
I still think my favorite is Galgagar, where he has to get all his weapons
from actual places.
Yeah, approved. Yeah,
approved for people. Yeah.
It's pretty good. The original Power Rangers Megazord is pretty good.
What this when from they, this from the sky
just yeah, from out of nowhere. it's just cling. I just imagine as kid, it's hovering space like
just,
a satellite.
Just waiting.
Yeah. It's like the Hulkbuster in Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
It's in a satellite and it just shoots down.
Yeah. And whenever it comes down, it always comes down with thunder and lightning.
Yeah. I used to watch this one Sunrise Kids show where like the way they got their sword was the shield is an elephant's head. So like he punches it to the ground and he lifts up the hilt, but the hilt and the sword is still covered in rock as he pulls it off from the ground, and flames start from the hilt up and just burns off the rock. And
that's cool.
It's like on fire.
That's
I'm
cool.
Like that's.
That's pretty cool. Yeah,
that was like sick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is also the same show where when they summon their like Zords, they all come from like mundane places. So like these kids would be like in a park, and then like the jungle gym would lift up, and then a line would be underneath it.
Okay.
And then one of them is in an apartment building, and splits in half, and then there's railings that come up so that people don't fall down. Cool. And elephants there. And then to do the jet, the eagle, they just stop like a four-way crossing, and it turns all red in all of them, and then the middle just goes down. Sick. It's so sick. It's so awesome. The way they summon the dragon is they have to buy a pop. And then from the pop machine.
Wait, so does he have to like the person have to like run there and then
be and
like,
put a money in?
That's hilarious.
It's all like school kids. It's awesome.
That's crazy.
When did Zoids ever have any
transformers? No, those are actual.
Those are actual animals.
No, Zoids are actually like don't they have like a base? Like those are actually like mechanical things. I don't think they're sentient beings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Maybe they are, but like I can't remember.
No, they're like Gundams.
Yeah.
Like they're controlled,
all right.
And they're maintained by a team.
There wasn't like a sentient talking
robot. No, it's not like becomes Zoid One. He comes out of a volcano. No,
man, they come out of the craziest places sometimes.
They do. They like things open up, and you're like that city was hiding that. But
it's like, do they not know? Like somebody's like, hey, listen, why is there like a block that's just missing?
I don't know. Don't worry about it, Brett.
But yeah,
that was a simpler time. Yeah.
Yeah.
When cities used to go underground when robot fights happened.
Who did that? Oh.
In Eva.
Eva? Oh, God.
That's 90s,
though. Yeah. True. It's too early.
Too early.
Yeah. Anyways, welcome to the show.
We're talking about robots.
We're talking about stuff. Robots. Our favorite Power Ranger morphing sequence. Wait, you didn't even know the Gokaiger one? Come on.
I don't have a cell phone and they flip it open.
I mean, either.
And they shove a key in their thing.
I don't know. I just thought you were gonna do the Gokai Green.
Which one was that one? Oh, what was he? What did he do in that one?
That was like super flamboyant, and he like had like on one foot at the end. I think I don't know.
Yeah, it was weird.
I was probably wrong.
No, it's the one where like he goes like this.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah, Gokai
Green. Yeah. Now you remember.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So I asked my brother the other day. I'm like, Blaze. If we
shut up, Blaze, I'm weaving. I can't.
Actually, okay, so three stories about him.
Oh, this is good.
One, his hug pillow came in the mail. And he sleeved it up, and he now has a hug pillow.
He sleeved it
up? Does he sleep with it?
He sleeved it up. Sorry, I mean, he put a pillow in.
Does he use protection?
Oh, God. Second of all, I asked him if there was a kaiju attack, if he'd be my drift partner, and he said no. He wouldn't go into the drift with me.
You're not compatible.
You know what I said? I'm like, yeah, I probably wouldn't be able to handle the weeb stuff. Like left hemisphere, right hemisphere.
Yeah.
One hemisphere is super weeb. One's not.
No, it could work.
Yeah. Oh man.
Four got Kamen Rider Double.
Yeah. he'll be the dominant one.
Yeah. Who faints?
Yeah, because the weebness will just take me over.
No. Oh god. Miku.
Just fall over.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was watching Pacific Rim again, and I don't know why I like love that movie. And then I was thinking about
the movie's giant robots fighting.
Yeah. I'm like, man, would me and him be like cool drift? I'm like, nah. Not dog.
Remember that time that robot picked up a boat?
What?
And then swung it?
Yeah.
The movie's sick.
The movie's good times. Yeah.
Remember when they flew up into space?
Okay, they didn't
And then they revealed a sword?
They didn't fly up
into
space.
They weren't in space.
They were in the outer
atmosphere. They were just above the clouds.
They were in the outer atmosphere. No. It's cold enough to freeze that robot.
I just still remember Vince's face when like he knew what she was going to say.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, here it comes. And Vince is like, oh no.
And she says it.
Oh my
Yeah, that's the moment I lost him. I was like, oh,
this is the best.
Wow, I can't believe
it. Too bad the second one's canceled.
Actually?
No.
It's on hiatus indefinitely, I think, or something.
No.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But this week, there's stuff to talk about.
There is.
Like robots.
There is, but there's more important news.
Tell me.
So the internet went into a big fuss this week.
Why?
Especially if you're a Twitter user.
Okay.
Why?
Because they took away the favorites button.
Oh, they did. They replaced it with hearts.
And they replaced it with a like button.
A super elaborate like button.
Why is that?
Like when you press here, when you press it, like watch the animation on this shit.
Mm-hmm.
Bling.
That's cool. No. So is this like a part of a campaign or something, or is that?
No. It's just I think they noticed that people were using the favorites button as a like button, and they just wanted to embrace that.
I think their company statement was, not everything can be your favorite, but you can like a lot of things.
Is that really
what that's what they like, quote unquote.
And you know what? It's fine because that's how I use the favorites button on that service.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right? Same.
Or I use it as like a read. Like if I find an article I want to read, like I save it.
Like a read later?
Yeah, like a read later type of thing.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I don't know why the internet went into a big fuss about it.
Yeah, well,
because it's change.
I hate change.
Man. And change is bad.
Yeah.
As you also know, Anthony's sick this week, so that's what changed.
This is change. This is the worst episode we've ever done because I'm sick.
No. It's actually the sexiest episode we've done because this is his Barry White voice when he's sick.
Welcome to 103.5.
And then when he gets back to, hey guys!
Hey, how's it going?
I play video games. That actually sounds better than your actual voice.
Oh, wow, that's fucking rough. Just took that knife.
The
daggers. Damn.
The daggers.
But yeah, no, that was that's just a short little thing. Twitter blew up.
How many people liked those kind of things, too? We just like, huh. Irony here.
I actually didn't realize it until like 2 days after. Because I didn't have to, I wasn't going to favorite anything.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, that's a heart now. Okay. But what was it? I think on Android, they released an app. Or it's an app. It turns it back to a star.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh,
well, yeah. So, like, if you really don't want it. Or it was an Android thing or it was a Firefox add-on. I forget.
That's funny.
Yeah, I didn't notice it was happening because my Twitter didn't update.
Oh, okay.
So when I woke up, I saw my feed just filled, say, people just writing out the word hearts. Hearts everywhere. Right. I was like, what is this? I feel so lost.
Everyone got way into Sailor Moon for a second.
Yeah, and I'm like, what are you guys talking about? I felt so left out.
Yeah, same here. I use like one favorite like a month.
Do you even go on Twitter anymore?
Yeah, man. I check all the time.
He checks the magic.
Oh, yeah, magic D&D. Magic jokes. Duh.
Self-generating cards, obviously.
No, I subscribe now to this one magic guy. You know the guy who used to paint? It's like, hey, we'll get a little green.
Bob Ross?
Yeah, a little bush right here. And it's like, he does that for magic. It's like, it's like, oh, hey.
You didn't get is he in charge of the new full art cards?
No, he's not. No, but like his tweets are like just like he would be in the show. He's like, oh, you didn't get your last rank? Don't worry. Just, you know, do what you have. And it's like.
there's also one for the fighting game community.
Really?
And there was one tweet that was like, there's no such thing as a dropped combo. Only a happy reset.
Wow.
That's exactly one of those. Like, there's no such thing as misplay. It's just happy accidents.
Bob Ross is so chill.
Yeah, I love it.
But we'll talk about Bob Ross later on in the show.
True. Oh, man.
Oh, really?
Nothing can break Bob Ross's chill. Nothing. Not even the internet.
We will. But my pick of the week for this week was... So Friday was N7 Day.
Okay.
It was Mass Effect Day.
Yeah.
How did you celebrate
Commander Shepard Day? Did you make a cake for Commander Shepard and then put it in front of a Commander Shepard picture?
No.
With all your Commander Shepard memorabilia?
Do people do that?
They do that for anime characters when it's their birthday.
Oh my god.
So like it's Miku's birthday and they bake a birthday cake for Miku and they put all their Miku shit around the cake.
Amazing.
I turned on my PS3 and I went to the PSN store and I contemplated buying the Mass Effect trilogy.
Don't you already have that?
No.
What? Really?
No.
At one point in my life I had it.
Yeah, and then I bought it off you.
Nice.
Because I have 1, 2, and 3 for the 360.
Oh.
Okay.
But I don't know where my 360 is right now.
What you could do is like just tape them together.
I think Xbox released their... I think Mass Effect's on their backwards compatibility list for...
Yeah, but that's not out until another week or two.
I want to play this now.
Anyways, for N7 Day, I contemplated buying it, okay? I didn't do anything about it. I just looked at it.
That's okay. It's a thought that counts. Like, yes. Actually, this time, it's the thought that counts.
Yes. But anyways, yeah, Friday was N7 Day. And quick quiz. Do you know why Friday was N7 Day?
Wait, hold on. I can do this. It's the 7th.
Of?
November.
There you go.
Good job. I'm smart.
Good job.
Good job. All up here.
Ladies.
Okay. Mass Effect released a teaser trailer for the next game, Mass Effect Andromeda, which I think is scheduled to release next year.
So do you think that they're out of the Andromeda galaxy? Like, is that what's going on here? Like, what's going on here?
They were always in the Milky Way.
Okay.
I don't know what the naming behind Andromeda means.
Okay.
It could be the name of a ship. It could be the name of a system.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Could be some crossover with that one show, Andromeda.
Oh shit.
With Kevin Sorbo.
Isn't that like the space show that no one watched?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Poor Andromeda.
Hey, Kevin Sorbo.
Yeah. Disappointed.
That's how he felt about the show.
That's all I know of Kevin Sorbo is him reading out disappointed.
Yeah. But I know, so they have this trailer and it has this unfamiliar voice narrating about the journey they've been on and then their story is up, and you find out it's Commander Shepard, only the voice is a girl.
Fam Shep.
So does this mean, like, she's now actual Shepard? Is that what you're trying to say here?
I think so, because, you know, the whole game was about making your own character and being you, and there was a big There was a big argument in the community whether the real Shep, the canon Shep, is a boy or a girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you couldn't play as a girl all the time, though, right?
No, you could.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
From the first game, it was always you always had that choice.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, there's always John and Jane, and then
John Doe.
Yeah. But I remember for Mass Effect 3, they had a very specific campaign where they had two versions of the box art you could buy.
Oh.
One with the male Shepard on the cover and one with the female on the cover.
Oh, okay.
Well, you think they track sales for that?
It's mad. I don't know. But yeah, it was something like that. I can't remember if the cover was reversible or if there actually was. I can't remember.
I don't have Mass Effect. Do I have Mass Effect? No, I have the trilogy. I don't have Mass Effect 3.
I don't know because I bought the collector's edition, so I didn't have that option.
But you get, like, Steelbook?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it just says N7 on it, so.
That seems way cooler.
Yeah, it does, right?
You should walk around as an N7 logo with a gun.
Oh my God.
Yeah. But, so I guess BioWare is saying, hey, Shepard's a girl. Live with it. And I'm cool with that because I only played as a girl, so it doesn't change my world.
Did you customize your Shepard?
Nope, she looks like the marketing material.
Yeah, I played as marketing material male though.
Yeah.
What? I don't, you two are like the ones when you get Skyrim, you're like, yeah, we're gonna be in this character creation for hours, and then when it comes to Mass Effect, you're like, go, ship it.
The thing about <We're good. laughs> the thing about that game is, I feel the meat of that game is way more interesting.
I can also say that, like, you guys probably at some point were like, I should use a couple of inches, actually.
That nose bridge is a little too thick.
No, not like that. You know why? Because in Skyrim, the cover, they didn't put a face on it.
True.
That's true.
Right? But on Mass Effect, there's a face there associated with the marketing materials, and I'm like,
I want to subscribe to this.
Do you change it for Fallout?
Yeah, I change it for Fallout. Okay. Yeah.
So do I.
Wow, there's a face on Fallout? No, there wasn't.
No, it's the power armor on the cover.
Yeah, it's always the power armor.
Oh, okay.
Seems the logic is sound.
What, is power armor good?
I think it's best. Like the strongest armor in the game.
Oh, is it? Oh, cool.
If you spec right, you can go through and naked and punch everybody.
So crazy.
Yeah. But yeah, no, so that was interesting for me. Mm-hmm. It was like vindication as a Mass Effect fan. Like, I've made the right choice. I am correct.
Oh wow,
it's a choice, Vince. It's
you know what, Vince?
Yes.
I'll tell you this right
tell
now.
Tell me.
The way you're talking. Did you know that only Sith steal in absolutes?
Ooh. I can't say I'm surprised.
Which is funny because, like, isn't that an absolute statement from a Jedi? It's like, oh yeah, ironic.
Are you saying Jedi's are Sith?
Oh.
I have a story I want to lead into this.
Okay.
So we've been seeing a lot of marketing, a lot of trailers for Star Wars.
Yeah.
I think like the Japanese trailer just went out.
None
of this Luke is around.
Yes.
Where do you guys think Luke is?
Oh God. People have said he's Kylo Ren, but we don't think he is.
What do you guys think?
What could he be?
I think Luke is basically the same thing as Obi-Wan's going to be.
Like he's like somewhere in the cave.
Yeah. And at some point he's going to be like, they will be back.
Wait, is Yoda in this movie?
They haven't shown anything, but I don't think so.
No, maybe.
Dude, you know he's dead, right?
Yoda's dead.
Wow.
What?
Do you remember at the end of the...
I never watched the third movie.
Oh, he's never seen Jedi. Okay.
Well...
Yoda dies? I don't care. Spoil it.
Yeah. In the last bit, there's like... When they're partying with the Wookiees, there's three spirits are there, like, watching
the whole movie. Okay. It's,
well, much to everyone's anger, they remastered and put Hayden Christensen as Darth Vader.
I don't care.
And
that's
then
fine.
Obi-Wan is there, and then Yoda's there.
Okay.
Because they've gone into the East.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Yaddle?
Don't worry about it. That doesn't even count anymore.
Oh yeah, it's book fiction.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So where's Luke, guys?
Yeah, well I think he's just like a nerf herder.
Okay.
What's the nerf herder?
Scruffy type.
He's an actual nerf herder. Maybe this is all a ploy and it's farther in the future than we think. And that helmet is actually Luke.
What?
What? Yeah. What helmet?
You know the helmet where it's Darth Vader's helmet, but it's all fucked up in the lava?
Yeah.
But it was like, Luke suffered the same fate, but we're just even farther into the future than...
What?
How's that possible when Han and Leia are there in the trailer?
I don't know.
I hate you so much.
He got General Grievous arms, and now he's in an army somewhere. It was freelancing.
All right. Why? What do you think?
I don't know. I think Luke is the Force.
He became one with the Force and he just materializes.
Yeah.
Well, he just like hands out mitochondria.
Yeah, and when the Force returns, and like because the whole trailer is like, if the Jedi are rumors or fantasy.
Yeah.
And when Finn gets his lightsaber, he's going to need the Force, and Luke is going to take over his body. And they're going to do like some sort of Shaman King bullshit where
he's going to integrate with the lightsaber.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yep.
Cool.
Yeah. I think that's how you battle the broadsword lightsaber.
Oh, Luke true. Yeah.
But I think that what it actually is going to be is that he's just a mentor figure that they meet later on.
You're probably right. And that kind of sucks.
Yeah.
He's in that planet where he crash landed to meet Yoda.
The
forest place.
Dagobah?
Yeah.
No, he actually flew out of there.
Yeah, but then he went back.
And next week he raised with the Force.
And then he went back.
Oh, yeah, he did do that.
He did, didn't he?
He went back. He's like, this is my homeland. This is where I need to be.
Yeah. Nah.
What are those ogre things?
Huh?
What are those ogre things in Star Wars universe?
The Rancor?
Yeah. He's a Rancor farmer. Farms Rancors.
Rancors?
Yeah.
What was that thing in the ground that Boba Fett?
Sarlacc pit.
Yeah.
He's a Sarlacc farmer. Farm Sarlaccs. That's funny.
Yeah, so the bad guys are up against are like Kylo Ren and that chief dude, like who's like Boba Fett.
Not chief. Captain Phasma?
Captain Phasma, yeah. That's not like a Boba Fett figure, is it?
No, that's just a chromed out stormtrooper.
Actual?
Did you see that?
Although she is like a foot taller than all the other stormtroopers. Yeah.
Did you see that Disney announced all their movies until 2018?
Yeah.
Yeah, and like they're making a Han Solo spinoff.
Yeah.
Young
Han.
That looks pretty cool. It sounds pretty cool.
I like it does, but...
Yo, how sick would it be if it wasn't actually like Han Solo, but it was like young Han from...
Oh, right. They get Han as Han Solo. It's like, oh man.
How come he's different?
He's racing. He's racing the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
It's passed down
to him. Oh, that's how he did the thing in 7 Parsecs.
Yeah.
Oh.
He drifted his thing in space. Race. Yeah. Oh,
my God. I don't know if I'm excited for that.
He did it in 6 Parsecs.
I didn't even read their list. I don't know.
I know there's going to be like a Boba Fett one, but I don't know. I've never understood the fascination of Boba Fett. Do you guys like Boba Fett?
Isn't it his whole thing is that the Sith cloned him to make all the stormtroopers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess that's it.
Like, I wonder if No.
People love Boba Fett before the prequels.
Yeah. He's a bounty hunter. He doesn't talk.
His thing is, I turned Han into carbonite and then he kicked me in the pit.
Those are my two life accomplishments and flying out of there.
He did two really cool things.
Yeah, he did fly out of there. Getting in the pit and getting out.
Yeah.
What's
Do you think that he drinks boba? Like bubble tea?
That's a stretch, my friend.
Yeah, it's Boba Fett. His name is just because he loves bubble tea.
I think he drinks boba.
Yeah.
On the regular.
On the regular.
That's like in his spaceship is like a boba machine.
Yeah. Okay. You just hear him slurping.
He gets the big straw, he goes, pop.
Jeez.
Okay, let's get off this space talk. Blade, what's your pick of the week?
My pick of the week is the other half of Space Talk, Fantasy Talk.
So there is
a trailer that came out on Friday, and I was unreasonably excited for it.
Really?
I mean, speaking because I've never really played this franchise at all, really.
Okay.
Actually, I did play World of Warcraft, and I got beaten up by a cow because I didn't know how to fight. And I just had, like, no armor or anything. I started fighting a cow. And it just slowly dealt 2 to me. And I had, like, 10 health.
And the cow wrecked you?
Yeah, wrecked.
You got utterly destroyed?
Oh, God. But, yeah, so...
Boom!
Wow!
Boom!
So, the trailer for the Warcraft movie came out.
Warcraft!
And now, when people ask me about the Warcraft trailer, and they told me about all these names of people that are in the current lore of Warcraft, like Thrall and... Hellscream, Anduin, all that kind of stuff. But apparently all this, I know, it's about the very first Warcraft, orcs and humans.
Is it telling the same story as the first game? Or is it a separate
thing? The first game, okay, yeah. Okay. So basically in this Warcraft adaptation, there is the continent of Azeroth, where it's home of the Alliance. So it's like humans, Worgens.
Orcs.
No orcs.
Oh.
They don't know each other exist.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, elves and stuff like that. And then Draenor, which is where the orcs are.
Oh, yeah.
So basically what happens is that in the human world of Azeroth, there's a wizard there that makes a pact with a demon, I think. And then in the orc one, they have the same guy too. And they make the same pact and then they make a thing to, like a portal to put their worlds together.
Oh, okay.
And then the orc guy gets his like clan corrupted. And then they go into Azeroth where the humans are and try to take it over.
Oh, okay. Is that why one of them is gray?
So the one who's gray is like, I think they're the ones that aren't corrupted, and they're not into that. Like, they were driven out of their land because of all that bad stuff that's happening in Draenor. But like, that's why they're trying to be like, trying to get with the humans to fight their common enemy, because somebody's doing this to them, right?
Okay, okay.
It wasn't actually the orcs didn't want to actually just, you know, take over wherever, right? They were cool. They were chill, right?
That's cool.
So yeah, that's what it's about. So it's the humans trying to understand the orcs and vice versa. And them trying to find out, you know, the common enemy, which is those two wizards and the big dude. Sick. Yeah. So yeah, I didn't know that was what the lore was. Like, it was pretty cool.
Warcraft.
That's what I understand. So correct me if I'm wrong, like, viewers.
Internet.
Yeah, internets. But I think one of the bad guys, like, Gul'dan and then Medivh. So Medivh's like the human wizard.
Okay.
And Gul'dan's like the orc shaman or whatever. So yeah.
Yeah. Warcraft lore to me has always been like really interesting.
Yeah.
Just like all the cool stuff, like
Ashbringer.
Yeah. The Ashbringer, and like how it's like this legendary thing. Like, why is this guy the Lich King when he was this other guy?
Yeah. Actually.
And stuff like that. But it's just like there's so much lore. It's kind of like magic lore.
Yeah.
Where I'm also interested in magic lore, but like there's so much now and I don't know where to start or what to do, or like this would be a cool jumping off point.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I'm unreasonably excited for this movie. The orcs look cool. And as Vince said when he saw the trailer, they look like they're wearing Warcraft armor. It's all big and clunky.
Yeah.
I wonder if they get legendary drops.
Can you imagine that? It's like, oh, snap!
Snap! Roll need! Woo!
And then it's like, oh, man, we can do a raid. Actual raid. But from what I've heard from people who watch or play the games, when they did see the town of, like, or not town, but, like, the city of Stormwind, which is, like, the capital of the humans.
Oh, I've been there.
Apparently.
I've never played World of Warcraft.
Yeah. Wait, what? You actually?
Yeah.
How? You played WoW?
Yeah.
Don't they have a mech client?
What? No, I played a long time ago.
What?
Back in when, what was the second expansion? The green one.
Green one?
Lords of Draenor? No.
No, that's the current one.
Is it?
Warlords of Draenor.
Oh, wait, maybe it was the first expansion.
The Burning Legion.
The Burning Crusade.
Yeah, that's what everybody says is like their favorite
that's
one.
That's when I play.
Yeah, so in the Burning, the Stormwind is like really cool apparently, and they had it all. Like, they had the castle, the tower, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it looks like they're pretty faithful to the adaptation, and I can't wait if they do a StarCraft one, because that's the one I know the lore of. Oh, so, okay. Yeah. And StarCraft is the one I grew up with instead of Warcraft. So,
nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this next year. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to look cool.
Yeah, it's a nice date movie, you know?
Yeah.
Hey,
4 hours.
Yeah. 4 hour date movie. In the 6 hour extended edition.
I'd imagine it's going to be a long movie. I don't think it's going to be quick.
I don't know, maybe. Like,
I don't think it'll be extended Lord of the Rings long.
I think it could be.
There's a possibility it could be, but I don't think it
Do you know how much lore is in Warcraft?
Yeah, but you know how many movies they can make?
Yeah, but that is only covering the first one.
Like, if this is successful...
You're right, this is going to be three parts of the first one.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Okay. They're going to have Mockingjay Part 1, 2, 5...
8.
Yeah.
It's cool. Yeah,
into it.
So yeah, running around yelling
for the Alliance.
For the Alliance.
And then my pick of the week is, so a while ago, like back in like June, July, news broke out that Sony and Nintendo worked together at one point.
During when did this break?
I saw news stories first about it in like June, July. That's like the first time I ever heard of it.
Sony and Nintendo worked together?
Yeah.
Isn't that like one of the biggest?
Is it?
Biggest fallouts in gaming history.
Oh, is it?
How Sony originally went to Nintendo to tell them about this CD disc thing.
Okay.
And at the end of it, Nintendo said no.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. And then they went, and then Sony made their own console in spite of it.
So I learned about it literally in
I'm surprised because...
Yeah, no. I was like what the fuck? I was reading this and I was like, how did I not know this?
Yeah, because I looked at your pick when you posted it. I'm like, interesting. Like, this is one of like the biggest, like, video game news things like ever.
Yeah.
And you telling me now that you just found about this recently?
I just found about it recently.
So what did you find out? Sorry.
So the backstory is like back in the day, Sony and Nintendo were going to work together and Sony was going to make a disc drive for the Super Nintendo.
All right.
And they were going to call it the PlayStation.
All right.
And then after they made it, they made like 200 prototypes.
Yeah.
But before they could make a final product, they had licensing issues. So like, Sony wanted to keep all the disc revenue or something, or like off of disc-based games, they wanted to keep all the profits or something like that. And then Nintendo's like, nah, son. And then they got into an argument. And so then Sony's like, well, peace out. We're going to make our own thing.
Mm.
And then like they made the PlayStation and Nintendo made the N64.
Right.
But recently, because there's only like 200 prototypes, but one of them was unveiled this year. Mm. Like someone, a business was going bankrupt. Mm. And when that happens, like you list all the assets they got and they put them up for auction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And this guy bought a Nintendo PlayStation at the auction for $75.
Whoa.
And it's like, it's the only one known to still exist.
Wow.
It's pretty cool. Like it's a Super Nintendo controller, mm-hmm. but it has Sony and has Nintendo PlayStation on it and stuff. Yeah. And the top's a Super Famicom and the bottom's a disc system.
Wow.
And so recently.
Can you play stuff on it?
Yeah. That's the news story. Recently they got it to work.
Wow.
So they turned it on. When it boots up, it's version 0.95.
Yeah.
So it's like just before a retail release. Like they were just on the cusp.
Yeah.
And they got all the Super Famicom stuff to work. But there's like parts missing to make the disc system do stuff.
I see.
But these guys, so like it's this one guy, he bought it for like $75 and
wow.
his son helped him fix it.
Yeah.
And they've been getting offers like crazy, like $20,000, $45,000. From private collectors trying to get this. And they're just like, nah, we're going to hand it into a museum. Because in their mind, like if they sell that to a private collector, that thing's never seen the light of day again.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I think they're going to donate it to a museum. I think the Smithsonian has a video game thing going on.
Wow.
So like rumors are they might donate to the Smithsonian and stuff.
That's cool.
That's yeah. sick.
Actually, but Engadget has an interview with the people who found it.
Yeah.
And
are they game knowledgeable people or no?
The son is, the dad is kind of like, oh, I just found this cool thing. And then when his son's like, his son went on Reddit one day and he saw a post about the Fallout, right? Yeah. And then on Reddit, he's just like, hey, my dad's got one of these in his attic. And then Reddit's like, oh shit, like pictures, please. Oh my God.
That's funny.
Yeah. And then it just blew up from there. That's it's pretty cool. Like there's a whole video of them playing it, like what the system looks like.
That's cool.
Stuff like the whole thing, it's really awesome. It's all on Engadget.
Yeah,
just like yeah, it's cool. It's like gaming history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
nice. Now to find the other $199.
Yeah,
they're probably around somewhere
in like a landfill.
Yeah, I bet Sony has one, and Nintendo is like at the 500.
Yeah, the other funny thing was so when it was first revealed on Reddit that this people were asking like Yohei Yoshida, yo, we found this. We were around when this is happening. Yo, can you give us the deets?
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, oh, I don't know if it's real or whatever. And he's just kind of trying to avoid it and vague, not to bring up like old dirt between the two companies or just like, be on working relationships, I guess. And then it came out and he's still like, oh, we don't know if that's the real one. You don't know, blah, blah, blah. And he's like still real shaky about it. But I'm like, I understand. That's pure business.
Yeah, there's some things you have to keep
on the DL.
Sealed, yeah. That might have been one of the arrangements when they split.
Yeah, right.
Right? They can't discuss any of it. Yeah. So
was it non-defamation agreement?
No, non-disclosure agreement. Is that what it is? Non-disclosure?
No, there's a different one. Non-disclosure is like you can't tell people about stuff, and there's one that's like non-defamation. That's like you can't, if you don't talk shit about us, we won't talk shit about you.
Uh-huh.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, no idea.
But it's like super cool. It's like one of the most interesting things I've seen recently. So definitely check it out.
We have an interesting question from one of our viewers out there.
Okay.
Speaking of the PlayStation.
Okay.
So the new generation duelist again asks, do you guys still pay for Final Fantasy 14?
I do.
Because I know y'all don't play it.
I don't.
Even if I wanted to stop paying it, I can't.
Why?
Because I can't access my account.
What?
So I have on my phone, I have like two-step verification, right? And so I recently reset my phone.
Okay.
But I forgot to write down my emergency removal password for that authentication.
Oh.
So when I re-download the app, it's a different app which generates different keys that are not tied to my account. So I can't access my account to stop paying it.
Why can't you just go to the website?
Yeah.
Because I need the two-step to log into the website.
Why don't you go to your credit card statement and just cancel the auto-renewing subscription?
I want to play it still. And there's still bonuses I haven't gotten.
Well, that's the bigger issue then.
True. I got a call. I got to like call or chat with Square Enix this week so I can get my account back.
So the long and short of it is you're still paying. When's the last time you played this game?
And I mean, really played like, this
really
game.
Played it?
I don't mean like, oh, I logged on because I know I'm paying for it and I should check out what's going on.
I want to say like the summer.
I did it before I went to Vegas.
Yeah.
Time. Yeah, I think for me it was when I bought my PlayStation. So that was like March.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Dang. But you're not paying for it anymore, so.
No.
Yeah, no, there's like, no. Yeah, I don't have the expansion though. So like, there's a bunch of cool stuff going on over there.
Yeah, if it's worth.
But there's a lot of stuff from the expansion that carries over to the base game for free.
So you're going to buy that too?
I'd have to get back way back into it to do that.
And you're not going to do that?
Not while I have Disgaea.
So why are you paying for this game?
Because I can't unpay it. I got to call them.
You're throwing so much money away.
I know. I got to call them. I'll call them on Monday.
No, you won't.
I'll call them on Monday.
No, you won't.
I'll do it.
Is that all the picks, guys? Anything else you guys want to bring up?
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, PSA. The new Hearthstone, not expansion, but adventure is coming out next month. So anybody there who has extra gold, save your gold until you can get it so you don't have to pay.
Oh, like you can buy with in-game currency?
You can buy with in-game currency or you can buy with actual money.
Oh, nice.
So, how much is it?
It's 700 gold, which is a lot of gold.
That sounds like a lot of gold.
So every day you can earn up to like 40. So
damn.
Yeah, so save your gold. Okay. Or you can pay $25.
Whoa, it's $25?
Yeah, that's the only thing in the game that you really should pay for, because the time it takes for you to accumulate that gold is not as much as like 2.5 hours of work, you know. So at what?
So you sometimes play League.
Yes.
And like for some reason also keep up with the news on it.
Yes.
Do you have any details on what this new crazy patch is?
No.
Oh, okay. Because like they announced that they're releasing some crazy patch that's gonna change the face of League.
Don't know.
Okay.
We'll see when it happens.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
See when it happens. Let's move into our weeks.
Yo.
I'll talk first.
Do it.
Weird.
Yep. I played video games.
Listen, don't lie to me.
I played Broken Age.
And?
Oh, okay. I didn't finish it.
And?
I played all of the girl's story.
Okay.
Until you have to play the boy's story. And then I played the boy's story and I was like, fuck this game.
Okay. So like what caused this reaction?
So the game's not bad at all. Like the game, you know, it's fine for what it is.
Okay.
It's I do not like adventure games.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think for me, a lot of the I don't know if I don't like adventure games, because I like those like Life is Strange, Heavy Rain.
Have you played Life is Strange?
The first chapter.
You like it?
Yeah, yeah. It's cool. It's a bit awkward, but it's cool.
Okay.
It's cool. Oh. But like, because I like those kind of games, but oh, man, Broken Age harkens back to time. Like it definitely feels old with new makeup on.
Is this like a game where it's like I have a stick and a rock, and then I combine the two items and make a stick rock?
Yep.
And then I have to like hit this goldfish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
A rock stick.
Mm-hmm. You got it. You have to click to where you want your character to go.
All right.
Which I think is so annoying. I'd rather just run with them. Because when you click, it's the slowest walk animation to get there. Oh, and the problem is some screens, it starts in super zoomed in.
Okay.
So you have to click to the edge of that screen before it zooms out so that you can walk to the farther, edge of the room, and it's so annoying.
Okay.
I don't know. I thought it was going to be this relaxing experience. I got infuriated, and I'm like, forget it.
So you were playing it on the console, right?
Mm.
On PS4?
Mm.
So if you're clicking, is there like an on-screen cursor?
Yes.
Okay. It's not like anything with a touchpad?
No.
Okay.
Thank God, no. It's all analog sticks and the X button.
Okay.
It's very, you know, like modern day cartoons for children are very hyperactive.
Yeah.
Like a bit of lunacy going on behind the creative process. That's what this game
like
is.
Like everything turned into a less mature Ren and Stimpy.
Yeah, and it's just like, this is so random and like, I don't get it.
Okay.
It's not clicking with me. So I deleted it. Well, goodbye. Then I played Street Fighter V, the beta.
Cool. Tell me all about it.
The beta, I don't really know what to tell you.
Just start. Just rattle off stuff.
So I turned it on, and then I played it. I picked Karen, because I'm like, I like Karen.
Karen's cool. She's a rich girl.
Karen's cool. She's from Alpha, right?
Yes. Yeah. I don't know which Alpha, but she's from Alpha.
Right.
She is.
She reminded me of that Lily chick from Tekken. That's why I picked her.
Oh, okay. You're just like girls that put their hand over their mouth and go, oh!
Yes.
Okay. Their brother brings them tea.
They do.
Okay, wait. What's your stance on drill hair?
Drill? Wait, like, are we talking actual drill hair or spirals that are
like,
all
like
the middle?
Like, the spirals that are all down. It's like a perfect spiral. That's drill hair.
Oh, they're pretty cool. I don't really think against them.
Is that your go to anime hair?
No. Or,
okay.
No.
Because drill hair is my go to anime hair.
Oh, okay. Like, I got nothing against them.
All right. That's fair.
No. But so she's cool. I went to training mode. I picked her.
There's a training mode now?
Yeah.
Okay, so they added that?
Yeah.
Is it forced online training mode? Like, you train until you get a match?
Yes.
Oh, lame.
Yes. So here's my story. I picked Karen, and then I'm like, who do I want to beat on? Because I was like, there's Ryu, Cammy, Chun-Li. What's that new girl?
New girl?
Yeah, new girl.
Yeah, it's the girl who is like...
Oh, who's the Blanca replacement?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember her name, but I know who you're talking about. The Brazilian girl with the cornrows.
There's her, and I'm like, I've seen her video. I haven't seen Rashid, so I pick him as the secondary partner. And I'm like, and I'm beating on him, and it's like searching for opponent. I'm like, oh, that's weird. 5 seconds later, I'm in the match.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it decided that, but because when I got into the match, I was second player. I was on the right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
The character I had to fight with was Rashid, not Karen.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. And so I got in there, and my opponent was Karen, and I'm like, what the fuck? So I thought I was Karen
the whole time. You're like, yeah. Hey, I won. You lose. What?
Yeah, and then I'm like, wait a minute. I'm the guy doing tornado kicks?
So is that how they're doing the versus mode?
I don't know.
You're in practice, and then it just puts you in.
In the beta, there's ranked, casual, and then training. And I went to training because I really wanted to see what Karen is all about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, we got a chance to get beat on by her.
Yeah, but they showed me some cool
moves. Yeah, you saw what Karen was all about.
And I'm like, yo, Karen's pretty sick. I don't really quite understand the mechanics. All I can tell you is that you need to fight sick. Heavy kick is especially tough to hit on that controller.
Is it weird for you?
Yeah, because it's a trigger. It's on a button.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Okay. So, like, heavy punch is, I guess I kind of grew up with that, but heavy kick was the weird one. I'm like, this is not a button.
A lot of the times on that, especially on the PS3, because it was there triggers too, I mapped it to L1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Same. Yeah. I think for me, I always used L1 as the super one.
And then a lot of y'all, straight all three.
Yeah.
What was it? A lot of people who don't like fighting on sticks, especially because sticks are expensive.
Yeah.
The fight pads are a good option too. Like, they're like the Sega Saturn controllers with the six buttons. Play, like,
That would be good. Yeah. But no, it feels like four. It looks like four. It's slightly faster than four, I think.
Okay.
I think in my mind, it's slightly faster than four.
Yeah. Like, Street Fighter is never going to be like Marvel. Yeah, Guilty Gear. Like, Street Fighter is commonly referred to him as like the thinking man's fighting game.
I felt like we were moving around that screen pretty fast, and then I kept hitting focus attack, and no focus attack would come up. Okay. I was like, "What's going on?"
You'd be Ryu, and you'd go like, "Ha! I'm preparing nothing."
Yeah, and I'd be like, "What's going on? I'm not doing anything."
Okay,
but no, it's Street Fighter, that's for sure.
There's revenge in that, right? Like, when you get hit, you get a revenge meter.
Yeah, you have a meter. Yeah. Okay. You have a revenge meter. Oh, Karen's special is cool.
Where you just flip the dude and he spins in midair.
Yeah, and then she does the palm, boom, the palm thing. Yeah. It's like, that's pretty cool. Had it done to me. It's
pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
She just flips them and you're like, ho, 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 ho.
Yeah.
Boom.
But I gotta say, for a beta, competition is fierce.
Well, that's the thing. Like, everybody, it's like Halo. Huh. Yo, you go back into Halo, everyone's a fucking killer at Halo.
Yeah.
Now that Street Fighter 4 was so popular, if you go to the next Street Fighter, everyone's going to be somewhat killer in Street Fighter.
Yeah. I was just surprised at how rough it is out there already.
I think that matchmaking really needs to have really specific matching. Or people are going to walk in, they're going to be, oh, you're in this general area. Meanwhile, people like way above your skill level are going to shit on you, and then people are never going to play again.
Yeah. It was fun while it lasted for the 10 minutes I played.
Okay.
Yeah.
You didn't try anybody else?
It starts out because you have to be Ryu for the tutorial.
Okay.
He's Ryu. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. He throws fireballs and does uppercuts.
Does he do a low kick?
I think so.
Okay.
Right. I never got the chance to try it out. I got to parry Ken.
Does he spin kick?
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Yes, he can do that.
You want some pound cake?
I'd like some pound cake.
Yeah, that's what he does.
Okay.
Yeah, he does that. Chun-Li, you press the button fast enough, she does the kick.
What? What? No way.
I know. I was surprised. I was like, whoa, what is this? But did that. And then speaking of fierce competition, I did Trials of Osiris and Destiny. That's tough. Get a fire team. Get a group of friends who really want to do it.
You just want to roll. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's no matchmaking for that, right?
No. But I can see why. Because there's some monsters out there. Here's the thing. So I played with TJ and Mikey, and we were doing fine when we faced people at our level, like our same light level. We would always win.
Okay.
But then as we got further and further along the win streak, we'd be matched up with people who were like 10, 20 levels above us.
Like they had like hard mode yes. Oryx gear.
So you know how in Crucible, if you have a shotgun and you're like right up to them and you shoot the gun and it's instant kill?
Yeah.
I couldn't do it.
Oh, wow. People were still living?
They still had armor because my shotgun wasn't high enough.
Oh, shit.
And so I would always get wrecked on that because they would just fire back. They would always effectively get two shots on me.
Oh, okay.
Even if I got the jump on them. So that sucked.
Dang.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. So that kind of made it sad, but whatever. But the big thing I've been doing this week is... So I didn't realize Bob Ross was on Twitch.
Bob Ross is chilling up Twitch.
I didn't realize he was painting on Twitch. But I saw my feed, people were talking about Bob Ross, and I didn't know why. I'm like, who's Bob Ross?
The fuck's Bob Ross?
It sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Looked on YouTube, I'm like, oh my god. I know this man. I know this man from my childhood.
Did you go to the Twitch channel?
I didn't go to the Twitch channel. I went to his official YouTube page, and he has a playlist of all his episodes.
Yeah.
I just put it on.
Are you just like a podcast? Like his soothing voice while he's painting?
I put it on because I want to remember like the feelings I had as a kid. Because my as a kid, Saturday morning was Saturday morning cartoons. And then Saturday morning afternoon was also some other cartoons, right?
Okay.
But Sunday morning was like, the options were very limited.
Yeah.
It was like, there was like Church on one channel. And then there was Xena, Hercules, and Young Sinbad or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Bob Ross, Sunday's afternoon. That's what I remember. And I remember as a kid, I would watch him all afternoon. So I was watching this guy now on YouTube, and I was just like, I'm so captivated. Yeah. I'm so captivated. Like, I watched a video, and I just didn't move, and I was just looking at it like, this is incredible.
Yeah.
And then I watched another video, and then I got up. I'm like, whew, I got to make myself a coffee. So I made myself a coffee, got myself a sandwich, and I sat down for another 2 hours.
Oh my god! You're marathoning Bob Ross. But
what's crazy is that it's amazing because it's like, I'm just gonna take a little bit of green right here. You just start scraping at it, right?
Yeah.
And then it's like he just he's like, okay, then now we have a bush. He's like, whoa! Like, what? When? Right? Isn't that what happens?
Yeah. So something I didn't realize as a kid that I'm only realizing now is like his specialty is teaching you like the most basic techniques with the cheapest, most common tools you can have. So he paints with like a 2-inch brush.
Yeah.
Like for painting walls and shit. And I'm just like, what the
fuck? And he still does it, right? He's still doing all this crazy stuff.
And yeah, and he's always like, just put a tree here.
You know, you want to kind of wave your hand like this.
No, then he's like, you know, maybe this tree here, that tree needs a friend. Put another one in. You know what? It's your world. Put it whatever you want.
You want another tree? Go ahead.
Oh my god, that is what he's like.
You know, he's like, oh, what about a bush? There we go. There he is.
You know, have you seen the Family Guy spoof of him?
No.
Where it's like, okay, we're gonna put a bush right here. And I said, that'll be our little secret. You tell enemy that bush is there. I will find you and I'll cut you. And I was like, what?
Yeah. So then I had to know like what this guy's background was. So yeah. I went on the internet and did some research.
Yeah.
And it found out he was like a master sergeant for the U.S. Air Force.
Whoa!
Stationed in Alaska for most of his life. And that's why a lot of his paintings are inspired by like mountainous.
Yeah, that is what I remember him
and
doing.
And whatnot. And he says, he stopped doing that because he found when he started to learn how to paint, he would make a lot more money selling his paintings than he did working for the military.
Okay.
And then when they asked him about his calm voice, he said, well, I've had my whole life yelling at young cadets. And he's like, and when I quit the military, I vowed to never yell again.
Wow. And
that's why he always has the calming
voice.
That's
so chill. Man, Bob Ross.
Oh my god, I am so moved.
The last Bob Ross video I watched was, I think it was Series 27.
Shit.
Yeah.
Damn.
I didn't watch them in order, guys.
Okay, I was like, whoa, Vince, what is wrong with you?
I just picked and choose like whatever's up in the playlist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And at the end of it, he's like, I just want to say thank you to all you guys. You all know, I recently lost my wife in the past year, and I got plenty of wonderful support from all you. And I was just like, oh my god! Oh my god!
Damn, Bob Ross.
So is he like live streaming this on Twitch?
No. He died years ago.
Yeah.
So what's the Twitch
thing? Some dude just, because there's a creative channel in Twitch. He's like, you know who's creative? Bob Ross is creative. And he just started playing Bob Ross videos. And the whole internet is like, yeah.
That man's a legend.
Yeah, no, so we're on Twitch. I think the reasoning was it was his 73rd birthday. Okay. I want to celebrate. But yeah, no, he actually died of cancer.
Oh.
A year after. He had to quit his show because he couldn't do it anymore. And then he died the following year. 1994.
I always struggle to find to put something on while I'm doing chores. I'm gonna put that on.
Bob Ross.
You should. Yeah,
it's
actually
amazing, isn't it?
It's
so chill.
It's great. It's a black background with an empty canvas, and it's just magic.
And if you ever watch it on Twitch, the chat is so funny.
Yeah, why?
Like he'll be like, "All right, we're gonna take some green, we're just gonna shove it in there. We're just gonna put a little tree here, right?" And they're like, "Yo, fuck that shit. That's not a tree." Dick. And then everyone's like, "Oh shit, it's a tree! Ah, it's a tree! I bet all my money on tree, and I won."
So the other thing I did in my research with Bob Ross was they have a list of all his paintings, right? And
yeah.
They have like a graph, and the graph starts with like one tree,
yeah.
Two tree, and it shows like this giant graph of a lot of his paintings.
Of how many trees?
Like, how many?
So
there's other things like mountain, two mountain, cabin, waterfall.
Is it like intersecting like two trees with one
mountain? No, because it gets to the very end, and then there's like, there's only two paintings that have, I forget what it is, but...
Yeah.
Like a clown? Like,
yeah, but it's like, that's how you gauge if this Bob Ross painting is valuable. Like, how rare
How many trees it has?
Yeah, how many versus whatever.
Oh, he did like 53 tree paintings. Like, this is worthless.
But
like,
a little bit funnier is that if that graph, you just zoom it out, it looks,
it becomes a tree. Bob Ross?
No, it becomes a tree.
What are those things called where they make a picture out of small pictures?
Oh, yeah.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
they always have the thing, it's like, oh, it's Jesus, but I made out of a bunch of pictures of Jesus.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
But yeah, no, so I was really enjoying my time with Bob Ross.
How can you not enjoy your time with Bob Ross?
It was good. Wasted a lot of time, I tell you that, that's for sure. I did not, like, I just sat there. I didn't do anything. I was just like, and like, after two episodes, you kind of know all of his tricks. Like, still amazed to see it happen.
But you just want to, like, you want to do it with him, right? You're just like,
yeah. Because he also says, he's like, if you're painting along with us, here are the colors you need. I know all his colors.
He paints along with it? Like, he expects you to do this magic?
Yeah. He's like, that's cool. Yeah. We need some of that titanium white.
Oh, yeah. When it's like, hey, we don't have titanium white, but you know what we can do? We can mix it. We can make it ourselves. You get a little bit of blue, a little bit of white. You got to mix it in there.
There's this one part because he takes his brush, right? He's like, we clean it with this odorless enamel solution or something.
Yeah.
And you clean it, and then what you do after you clean it is, you know, beat it on the canvas. He's like, you just beat it real hard. It takes out a lot of stress and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. And then then he pulls up this giant knife and he's like, I'm gonna show you to paint with a knife now.
Really?
Yeah. It's a painter's knife, but
The thing where he's okay.
Yeah.
What's that? Yo, you still gotta look up. There's a bunch of videos on the internet where people take celebrities and like cut a bunch of their words to make it sound like they're doing something sexual.
Okay.
Like they have one of Gordon Ramsay making the perfect scrambled eggs, but they cut it so that it sounds like he's trying to teaching you how to pleasure a woman.
Yeah.
But there's one.
It's
Bob Ross's son.
Okay.
And it's titled whatever Bob Ross's son's name. It's his name.
Yeah.
And then Tumblr sex god.
Okay.
And they just cut his painting. He's like, so you really want to get your brush and really shove it in there, you know, like get it nice and wet. And then he's like, they start painting. He's like, you really want to give it to that bush, you know, you want to make that bush yours. And he's like making a bush on the painting.
Oh my God. I'm going to watch this Twitch chat.
Yeah, it's
like half. It's like half the thing.
Yeah, it's great.
I bet all my money on tree
and I won! That was one dude. I lost it. I was just like, I can't watch this anymore. Like, they were like doing salty bet, but for Bob Ross paintings.
What's funny is that every time you say something, Vince, about like him telling a technique, I always feel like it's going to turn into something. Like, beat that bush, or beat that painting thing and be really stressed. But oh, look, you made a pond.
Yeah, no, like I feel like I could paint.
He gives you the confidence.
He does.
To think you can pay, to do what you need to do.
Oh my there God. Is one thing that he does not really go into depth about. He only talks about it, yeah. And that's before every painting how he sets up his canvas.
Okay.
And what you don't know, or what you, it's hard to make aware is that his canvas is wet already.
Oh. What?
Like, you know how it's white?
Yeah.
He has a he has magic white on there with a special clear coat that stays wet. And that's how you get all the special reactions
he's doing.
That he's doing.
Okay, so it's not just a dry canvas.
No, his so that's his special technique is he teaches you how to paint with a wet canvas.
Oh.
And I was like, well, how do I do that, Bob Ross? And he never talks about it.
He wants to keep something hidden, you know?
Well, no, I think it's one of his books or something.
I'm sure.
But that's funny. But yeah, no, as I was scrolling through the episodes, I saw that there was a 1-hour special. So I can't wait to watch that one.
Wow.
We're going to review Bob Ross.
What's there to review?
It's nothing. It's 10 out of 10. 5 out of 5. Whatever thing is. Yeah, zero jocks.
That's something Bob Ross. It's good stuff. It reminds me of those pictures that I see on the internet where it's like, how to draw an owl. And it's like, oh, look, draw two circles, one from the top, one for the body. And then it's like the next picture is draw the
a super detailed owl.
Finish the rest of the owl. It's like, what?
It's like this, so yeah, it's like got a tree. It's on a perch. It's like looking. Yeah.
It's got feathers and texture.
But the first picture is a circle, another circle. It's like finish the rest of the owl.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Funny.
Those are so.
I don't understand shading and drawing.
What?
Yeah, like I've been like, so I've been just like I have like a book that I just like doodle in sometimes.
Sure.
And like. When every like all my images look super flat,
yeah,
right. And then I look up something similar on the internet, and I'm like, that looks super 3D, but you drew it. And like when I see, I don't know how to do shading, and shading blows my mind.
How is your how good are you at imagining 3D space?
In my head.
In your head.
In my head, I can imagine 3D space, but on paper, it's like.
Difficult.
It's really difficult to translate that to my hand.
The biggest thing is like when you do shading, you have to understand where your light source.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, if you can understand 3D space and you can understand where the light's coming from.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I never think about it. Like I think of an object in 3D space.
Yeah.
But it's always in like a perfectly lit room.
No, that's not gonna
work.
Okay.
So that's why like I took some classes at Sheridan for drawing, and like that was their first month. Like shading, because it's like. It's like, where's your light source? It's here. What if there's two light sources? What if there's one light source and it's back behind it?
Yeah, what if one light source is stronger than the other one?
Yeah.
You know? Dang. You have lighter shadows.
Yeah, because if there's shadows here, then shadows here overlapping. Okay. Right? Yeah. If they're like, yeah, so you have to think about that shit.
It's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work.
Dang.
Because then it's like, you do one wrong shade and you're like, that looks wrong.
That looks terrible.
That looks wrong.
What you could do is always carry around a flashlight.
True.
And then you just put out your fist and then you just... and then it's an easy trick.
For some reason, I've always wanted to buy those like artist erasers that are like malleable. You know, the ones that are like they're like gummy.
I think I had that for art class. Yeah.
I want one of those. I don't know where to get it.
An art store.
Hollow.
Get out of here.
Yeah, actually, just go to Michael's or something. You'll find it.
Yeah.
You don't need to go to like a Curry's.
What's a Curry's?
Curry's is like an art
store. Okay, Curry.
Like the art store.
The art store.
Well, yeah.
But mechanical pens on the cheap.
Hello, Scowly Owl. Writes in, my boss thought Bob Ross was alive until about a month ago.
When he crushed his dreams.
The day he found out, he had a meltdown.
Oh, whoa!
That's sad.
Man.
Oh, my God.
That's sad.
Oh, my God. I feel so sorry.
Peace out, Bob Ross.
Call and drink for my homie. He was amazing. I remember one time, like, as a kid, like, literally, I'm sitting there, and he had... like the flat, like I guess it's like a triangle piece, and he had paint on the edge of it.
Okay,
and he just went ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, and he made like a seagull that was just like this. Yeah, like distance right. I'm just like, my God.
See, I had
my mind
as a like, I never appreciated Bob Ross as a kid.
Yeah,
like I would always be at my grandma's house and she'd be watching Bob Ross. I'm like, this ain't cartoons, I don't give a fuck. And then later on, I'm like, I rediscovered Bob Ross like even before this, and I was just like, man. I was dumb.
So you weren't captivated as a kid?
No, man. I was just like,
I was so captivated. I didn't know how to process the information.
I thought
I was captivated.
I thought it was uncool because my grandma was into it.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
So I just didn't give it any thought.
Yeah, but your grandparents are the original cool kids, you know?
Yeah.
Yo, that fro.
True. Right? They were cool at one point.
His perm. I got a story about that.
Okay.
I did a lot of research on Bakugan.
I feel like he wasted time watching it and then also wasted time researching all of it.
He's got to do a Wikipedia hole.
So Bob Ross, his hair, his famous look,
yeah,
actually is something he resented at first. It's something that came out of necessity because in the midst of switching from military to artistry, yeah, he was in a period of time where he was very low on money.
Mm-hmm.
And he was really, really trying to pinch pennies, and he couldn't afford a haircut. So he got a perm so that he wouldn't have to get his haircut as often as he used to.
Dang. Suffering for art.
Uh-huh. Bob Ross, we would have given you money. We would have kickstarted you.
Yeah, we would have had a GoFundMe for Bob Ross's haircut.
Well, don't feel bad for him. He actually started his own line of brushes and art tools.
Can I go to a store and buy a
Bob Ross? You can buy a Ross endorsed.
That's paintbrush. The only thing I'm going to do now. That's the only.
I'm not even going to paint with it. I'm just going to buy it.
Yeah, every month.
Once a month. Donate to the Ross Fund.
Yeah. That's amazing.
But enough about Bob Ross. Let's move this show on.
Man, I just keep talking
about Bob Ross.
Dang.
Oh, that's amazing. This hits me. I can't believe we're talking about that. That's funny.
Oh, Bob Ross?
Yeah. I didn't believe you out of all people were the one. I thought he'd get into it, but you. That's not.
I love Bob Ross as a kid.
I can just see Vince just like sitting down and just be like, all right. That is a bush.
100% a bush. You didn't lie to me. You told me you were going to make a bush. You made a bush.
Yeah, no.
And then, like, it's like one of those scenes where, like, you know, in the movie where, like, the day goes by in the window.
He's at with the coffee.
Yeah.
He leaves for a brief second, comes back with new coffee, and then.
Amazing. That was pretty much a couple of my days this week.
Dang.
Oh, that's so funny.
I mean, I did other things in the day, but. Yeah. Once I got my important thing out of the way, I was like, yo, fuck everything.
Time for the most important thing.
Yeah.
Bob Ross.
Couldn't wait for this.
Can you imagine? It's like, what are you doing tonight? Something cool.
Sorry about it. It's a secret.
I got an art project going on right now.
With a friend of mine.
Yeah. I'm taking art lessons.
I'm taking art lessons. Oh, God. This is my favorite topic this year, actually.
What's wrong, Anthony?
What? It's just too funny.
What's wrong? I think he's broken.
Well, what's so funny?
Bob Ross. Yeah, Bob Ross is funny.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
All right.
Whew.
Switch.
That was my week.
Good week.
That was a good week.
Good stuff.
That was my week.
Yeah.
But what was yours like?
So I did two things. I played a video game. A friend of mine introduced me to the video game Undertale. So which one of you?
Oh, dang.
Undertale? You're
playing it? Yeah. What's so you've heard of it?
I haven't played it yet. I've heard of it.
And so I haven't heard of it. And I heard it's actually very, very popular.
Yeah, it's big in the indie scene.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, that makes sense.
Yeah. So that's why
it's what is it? It's inspired
you
by
Earthbound. Better than
that. I probably can't. It's inspired by Earthbound.
Yeah. The only thing I've played is that it's inspired by Earthbound. And when you get into battles, you can either talk to your opponents or fight them. And if they attack you, it makes this small box that's like a bullet hell. You move your heart around to avoid them attacking you and stuff.
That's cool.
And then you get to talk to people outside. I don't really know what's going on. I was like in this underground labyrinth and stuff, and somebody was leading me through it. But yeah, it's very interesting because you don't know when you're supposed to kill someone or talk to them or get them to surrender.
Okay.
Apparently, you can go through this whole thing without even killing anyone.
Nice.
Yeah.
So when I heard about the talking mechanic, it really reminded me of old Persona games,
mm-hmm.
where it's just like, oh, I have, or Shin Megami Tensei games, I should say, where it's just like, I can talk to my enemies and try and like bribe them to come to my side.
Yeah.
Like, is it like that or is it a different kind of system?
Yeah. No, it's like that. Okay. Yeah, you can talk to them and then like you say different, they give you different options. Like, you know, compliment them, threaten them, doing stuff like that.
Okay.
And then,
that's pretty cool.
I haven't gotten very far. I only fought like very, very like weak enemies, but one of the bosses was hard to figure out, but it was cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, are you running this game in a specific way? Like, are you?
I don't know. I'm just doing whatever I want, just because it's my first run through.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Like, it's not like you're not doing like a pacifism run.
No. I mean, I don't think you're supposed to know about that, really.
Yeah,
because
probably
at the beginning, my first instinct was to kill whatever I saw.
Yeah, because enemy,
but,
right?
Yeah, but apparently that's it. That your pacifism run starts right there. So if you kill that first enemy, it's over.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, that's what I did, and I watched the new James Bond flick. Did any of you guys watch it?
No.
So, this movie, I'm not going to spoil anything about it, but I will tell you that the beginning was the best, and everything else was not so good. Okay. So, like, 3/10 of the movie was good.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's rough.
Yeah, it's kind of whatever. It's kind of boring. Yeah. It's okay. But the first three, like the first 15, 20 minutes, I really, really, really liked it.
Was it just like a crazy action scene?
It was the part where you've seen it where he's in Mexico. And it really doesn't have, you know, like there isn't much exposition as to what he's doing there until they explain it later. But it's pretty cool. It's very classic Bond. I don't know. I just liked it a lot. It's like one long shot. Like he was doing all these things. You don't know why he's doing it. It's so sick. I liked it. But then after that, not so much. Yeah. But yeah, that's been my week. After that, it's just been working and stuff. So
Okay. Yeah. Cool. My week has also been playing games. I bought the Jackbox Party Pack.
How's that?
It came out on Steam a while ago in like digital a bit, and now it's on physical release for PS4 and Xbox One. It is a bunch of trivia party games.
Oh, cool.
So it's, you ever heard of You Don't Know Jack?
No.
Yes.
Okay, well it's the game You Don't Know Jack, plus four other games.
Cool.
And it's all in one pack. So, and You Don't Know Jack, it's, you have your quiz master, Cookie Masterson, and he asks you questions very sarcastically and kind of pokes fun at you when you do it wrong. It's kind of like a Jeopardy thing.
Yeah.
But it's more of like the faster you lock in your answer.
Yeah.
If you're right, you get more money. But if you lose, you lose more money.
Right.
Right. And there's like different ways. You can screw your opponents by using a screw.
Yeah.
And so if you come across a question that you think someone in the room will not know,
yeah,
you can screw them, and only they have to answer the question. If they get it wrong, you get money.
Oh, nice.
If they get it right, you lose money.
Oh, right. Okay.
So it's like a risk reward.
That's like a call out thing.
Yeah, and it's very quick. Like for You Don't Know Jack, it's 10 questions for a whole round. And the cool thing about this is that you can use your phones as a controller.
That's cool.
For all the games in the pack, I'll say that.
That's cool.
Yeah, so you don't have to have like four PlayStation controllers. You just bust out your smartphone.
Yeah.
You go to this website.
Yeah.
And as long as you're on the same Wi-Fi network,
yeah,
you can punch in the game code and then you can go.
Oh, that's sick.
It's pretty cool. The game we played the most is called Fibbage.
Okay.
And I think a lot of the other, a couple of the other games were kind of based around Fibbage. I don't know what came first, but.
Okay.
So in this game, it's another trivia one, and it goes up to 8 players, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But it'll ask you a trivia question. It'll be like, I don't know, when did so-and-so die in this year, blah, 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 right? But the thing is, before you answer the question, you write a lie.
Oh, okay.
And so everybody in the room writes a lie.
Yeah.
And you can either play it like, I'm going to make a funny lie or a believable lie.
Yeah.
And you get points not only for guessing the right answer, but for how many people pick your lie.
Oh, cool.
Right. And then every round, the points get doubled and goes up. It's pretty, it's really funny. If you have a lot of people, you can make, there's some really funny stuff you can do if you know, like, the group you're playing with.
Yeah.
And it's super fun. It's insane. It was the first game we played. We played Fibbage first, and we just didn't want to stop. Like, we played, like, 4 or 5 games of Fibbage.
That's sick.
It was pretty crazy. The other game is like Fibbage. It's called Drawful.
Okay.
It's the same idea as Fibbage. You get a, but instead of getting a trivia question, at the start of the game, everybody gets something to draw. So it's like, one of them is like, I got one called a lonely high five.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to draw a lonely high five. Like, so I drew a person standing in the rain by himself with his hand out. And what will happen is, after all your drawings are locked in, it uses those, and you have to guess based on the drawing what the real thing is.
Oh.
But also, everybody's inputting their lie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so you have to see, like, there, part of that game is, like, you can just be a total dick and, like, draw a dot. And it's like, what is it? Right? But you kind of want to play with people who are going to play the game.
Yeah.
Right? So a little bit of trust, I guess. And are not going to just straight lie to you.
Yeah.
But it's really funny when, like, people can't draw, especially on a phone.
Yeah.
So, like, one was, like, it was a goat on a surfboard.
Yeah.
But what they drew just straight up looked like a dog. like a dog on a plank on sand. And we're just like, what is this? I'm like, we're like a dog on the beach or whatever. It's like, no, it's a dog. It's a goat surfing. It's like, no, it's not. You're drunk. You can't. No, it's not. That was really good. And then there was one for up to 100 players. But we didn't get to play that because the party was over by then.
Yeah. Okay.
But this game, it's really fun. If you are a person who, like, has events or, like, maybe has people over and stuff, and you want to have, like, a really good time at a party, like, this is a really awesome time.
And it's on...
It's on PS3, or PS4, Xbox One.
How much is it?
Physical copy is $29.
Okay.
Right. And digital copy, I believe, because we're on the Canadian store, is $27.
Okay.
Yeah, and you get 4 or 5 games with it.
Yeah, okay.
So it's pretty cool.
Cool.
I really enjoyed it.
Nate?
The other game I played was a board game. Mm. It's called Nuns on the Run. And what it is that you are, so you're either one of two nuns, mm. or you're the schoolgirls in this nun covenant.
Yeah.
And the point of the game is it's nighttime, it's past your curfew, and all the girls are trying to sneak out of their room to grab a key and to grab, I think it's a wish,
okay.
right? And it's pretty much like something they want to like take and keep for themselves, like a keepsake pretty much.
Okay.
And you have to do it without the nuns catching you.
Okay.
But how this works is the nuns, there's a board, and the nuns travel a set path.
Okay.
You pick a card, and you it's like, go from your nun's room to the library.
Mm.
And when you finish your path on the library, you pick another card that starts from the library and goes somewhere else. And mm-hmm. you're always on this set path. And all of the schoolgirls, their turns are kept in secret. So the nuns have no clue what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all written like in secret on a piece of paper. The thing is, how you can detect the schoolgirls as the nuns is if you walk, you can hear. Okay. So, but you move less spaces. So you roll a dice and it's your hearing range. So mm-hmm. from your space, if you roll a 3, you can hear 3 spaces in any way on the line.
Mm-hmm.
And then based on the noise that the girls make, they roll a dice.
Mm-hmm.
And if your sections overlap their hearing, you put it's like a skitter marker. It's like you hear something in a direction that's towards the person.
Okay.
And then if you ever make line of sight with a schoolgirl or a schoolgirl makes line of sight with a nun,
mm.
you have to say where you are. So it's like you take your chip and you put it down, like, I'm standing here.
Mm.
And then you can catch them.
Mm.
And so depending on how many people are playing, it's the nuns either win by getting to the end of 15 turns
okay.
or catching the schoolgirls for however many players there are, plus one. So if okay. there's just the 3 of us, the nuns have to catch a player 4 times.
Okay.
Right. And then the girls don't win as a unit. The girls are all competing. So they're all out for themselves.
Oh.
So the first one back to their room
wins.
And the nuns lose and all the other girls lose.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it's kind of complicated to get all the rules down because
it's
a very secretive game. And it's like, yeah. if I tell you, if I ask you a question, say I'm a nun, like I give away where I am or what I'm doing and stuff yeah. like that. Mm-hmm.
So how do you maintain the board if you all can see it?
How you maintain the board is on the piece of paper. And you pretty much, at the end of the game, when someone says, I made it back to my room,
yeah.
you check all their moves down the list. And if it all makes sense.
Oh, I see.
That's weird.
This
sounds like a game that would be super beneficial if there was a digital method and everybody had iPads.
Yeah.
But that's also really expensive.
Expensive, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a really cool idea. There's some the problems with execution. Like, it is very hard to keep yeah. track of people.
Yeah.
And, like, if someone makes a mistake midway through and they, like, accidentally cheated,
yeah.
you don't know until the end of the game.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right? Understood.
And stuff like
yeah, that. Yeah, I imagine it must be hard first time going around because if you don't really know the rules, you can't really ask for
mm-hmm.
clarification. And then if you just screw up.
Then you just screw up, yeah. So it's really important with this game. Like, we need someone like TJ who will just, like, analyze those rules and yeah. figure out everything to do right. It's a very cool game once you get it down, but it's very hard to get a grasp.
It sounds like it's awesome, like your third time around.
Yeah, exactly. This was like our fourth time around, and we finally got all the rules down.
Oh, nice. There you go.
And then the last thing I did, which I actually did last week, was I saw the movie Steve Jobs, which apparently bombed in
yeah.
theaters. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
This is with Magneto from First Class.
What's his name?
Michael Fassbender. He plays Steve Jobs and Seth Rogen as the other guy. Steve Wozniak. And it's the rise, fall, rise of Steve Jobs, pretty much.
Is it rise, fall, rise, or is it rise, fall, rise, death?
It's rise, fall, rise.
Okay.
So the movie goes all the way up until the... What's the computer with the color back? That was in Zoolander.
I said Nex, wasn't it?
No, it's past the Nex.
The iMac?
The iMac. It goes all the way up to the iMac.
Okay.
And it starts, like, when Jobs was, like, first he did the Apple II, like, in the garage with Wozniak, and it goes all the way up. But how this movie is filmed, which is really interesting, is that everything takes place.
Because I know someone's going to call it up. I'm sure you didn't build the Apple One in the garage.
Okay, you built the Apple One in the garage. But it starts from, sorry, it starts from the Apple Two. It starts where Apple made its name, and then it goes forward from there.
Okay.
Up until the iMac. All
right.
And then how the movie is filmed is every portion of the movie is lopped off in sections, which is hours before he has to go up on stage to announce a new thing.
Oh, I see.
So it's like before he announces the Apple II, before he announces the next, before he announces the iMac. Yeah. All this drama in his life, and like you get these, you don't get like the full glimpse, but you get a portion of his life, and they, and so like, man, like Steve Jobs, if like this is all true, Steve Jobs seems like kind of a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it, I know it's a movie and it's like really dramatized, but like even some of the stuff that if it wasn't dramatized, like, oh man, you're just kind of a douche.
The most successful in the world usually are.
Yeah, exactly, I guess. And it's, I thought it was a really well-made movie. Like I really enjoyed it. Seth Rogen can actually play a serious role in that movie. He actually comes off really well as Steve Wozniak. And his role's kind of like the beatdown dude who like, he's kind of got the indie cred. Like all the people in the know of computers love him and for the, what he's done in making like open-ended platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody sees Jobs as like this evil dictator who just wants to have a completely closed system.
Yeah.
And then it's just their relationship of like, it seems like they wish they could be friends, but they're just so different too many ways that their relationship will never work out.
Yeah.
It goes through the time when he got fired.
Yep.
And then he made the next, and then he got bought out again. And he came back to Apple. I thoroughly enjoyed that movie. And
you knew it would. Prior to watching this, you knew nothing about Steve Jobs.
I know he wore turtlenecks.
Okay.
And that's pretty much it.
Okay.
And it's a really great movie. They take the story of Steve Jobs, put it into like an easy to digest film.
Yeah.
And I thought it was fantastic. I don't know why it bombed. I heard it's critically acclaimed like through the roof.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really recommend people watch it if it's still in theaters.
Yeah.
I think actually it's like, it's in my, one of my favorite movies of the year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's,
I heard that the Ashton Kutcher one was better.
Really? I've been hearing that's the worst one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I just, for me, like I saw that come out and I was like, I can never take Ashton Kutcher seriously in that kind of role. Like,
oh, really?
Cause I know who he is outside. Like it's some, I always try and have like this suspension of disbelief,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. But like for some reason, Ashton Kutcher is
couldn't
just
do
like,
that for Seth Rogen. You did that for
Seth Rogen? I did it for Seth Rogen, 100%. He proved himself.
Oh wow!
And then like for Ashton Kutcher though, it's like, oh, I just think of Ponce. I think of Two and a Half Men.
Right. But you don't think of that 70s show.
Kelso, yeah, okay. He's in the back though. He's in the back though. He's like,
that's funny.
Hey, I'm Kelso.
I have that problem with Will Smith.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Fresh Prince?
No, he's just Will Smith to me now.
Just a rapper.
This is Will Smith, the actor, in a movie.
Okay. Sometimes I have a problem with Tom Cruise, unless it's a Mission Impossible.
No, movie. He blends, like, Tom's perceived persona to me is Tom Cruise.
Yeah.
Okay, like he always plays himself?
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I really enjoyed this movie, and it was a real shocker to me when I heard it bombed, because I enjoyed it so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, and even, like, I went to go see it with someone who also didn't, who knew nothing about Steve Jobs.
Okay.
And they're just like, whoa, this was like a super sick movie. So.
Nice. So, are you going to buy Mac?
No.
I tried.
Maybe not yet.
I tried.
How about this? I'll change it from no to not yet.
Oh. But now you see the light. Like, you understand what the appeal is.
Macs are cool because everything just works.
Yes.
Right? Like, that's the whole thing about Apple. Is like I feel is their success is like, yo, here's this thing, go. Like everything just works. You don't have to like install any drivers. You don't have to do all this stuff.
That's why I like Macs. Cause shit same, just works.
Same. Like I've had less problems with my MacBook still works, the black one.
Yeah.
All these years.
Oh wow.
Like it's just nothing's wrong with it.
Yeah. And like, yeah, PC is like so vulnerable to stuff. And it's like, oh, your drivers for your printer are outdated. Go manually download these drivers and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember the first time I got a Mac, the first thing that blew my mind was uninstalling a program.
Yeah. Okay.
It's so quick.
You just throw it in the trash bin.
That's it.
Oh, really?
Like, yeah. There's no thing you have to go through.
You have to go through, like, add remove.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to go to the applications to drag it over.
So, yeah, for, so, like, Yeah, it's the equivalent of putting it in your recycle bin on Windows. Yeah,
and if you have to download a program, you just open the DMG and it says, "Could you like to drag this to your applications folder?" And it does it for you in that screen. It's like, yes.
Okay, that's pretty sick. And like, there's a lot of benefits that I see now from having like a closed system.
Yeah.
Where you can just do all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah, that's a problem. If you want to do all that crazy shit, you have to drink in the Kool-Aid.
For you got to be into it. Like, I have a friend he's a programmer.
Yeah.
And he like only programs on Macs.
Yeah.
But he's like, his house is like the Apple house. He's got Apple TVs hooked up to iMacs, hooked up to MacBooks, hooked up to iPods.
It's crazy.
It's kind of nuts. Like, everything's Thunderbolt.
Yeah.
In his house.
Weird. Weird. What age are you living in?
Was it Thunderbolt, Lightning Bolt? I don't know.
Lightning Bolt. Yeah, sure.
Whatever their proprietary connector is.
Yeah.
It's lightning now.
Yeah, it's just lightning.
Oh, is it? It's just lightning?
Yeah.
Okay. yeah, and you can do some really cool stuff, but like, the part of me that's like a computer dork and like partially a really shitty programmer is like, oh, I want kind of this open shit so I can just mess around with everything.
So you have two computers.
Linux. Linux all the way. That's too hardcore for me. That's like, I remember one guy I worked with, he only did everything on the command line.
Oh, wow.
He didn't use any sort of user interface for anything.
That's just stubbornness.
I get, but he did everything so fast. Like, he'd be like, yo, I need these in this folder, and then you need to upload this to the server. He's like, done. Right? Because he's doing everything through the command line. Mm-hmm. But,
But yeah, so that Steve Jobs interview was great.
Yeah, no, it's super good. I really enjoy it. I highly recommend it.
Yeah. I look forward to watching it.
Eventually. Michael Fassbender is like real good in that movie. He's just a good actor, is the thing.
Yeah, he is.
All right.
He certainly is.
It's been the stuff of my week that
that
I've done that I'm comfortable talking about this week.
Okay.
I actually know what my Christmas movie is. I know your Love Actually.
Yeah.
I want to mine it now.
What is yours?
Just Friends.
Oh, with Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. And is it Elizabeth Banks?
I don't know the other one, but one of them is Anna Faris. I forgot that she was.
Oh, was it Anna Faris?
Yeah, no, she's like the pop girl that she brings along with him.
Oh, yeah.
Because he stuck with her for the holiday.
Yeah.
Anna Faris is a cutie.
Do you know what that movie is? Have you seen that movie?
No.
Oh, man.
Is it like that Justin Timberlake movie where they're friends with benefits?
No. Ryan Reynolds is a fat dude, and he leaves after high school and becomes super thin and hot. He comes back to his, what is it?
His school reunion?
No. He comes back to his hometown.
Oh, okay.
Because his plane with Anna Faris is like this pop star that can't sing, can't do anything, but she's hot, so everybody loves her.
Okay.
But their plane lands in the airport near his hometown because she puts
it's been a while since I've
seen aluminum foil in the microwave. Anyway, and it
catches fire. Yeah,
it catches fire. And then so they have to land, and then he stays there and he reconnects with his old crush. And it's just awesome because they're like, oh my God, you used to be so fat. And then the girl he used to like was like, oh wow, like, look at you.
You've gotten so
kind of fit. Yeah, it's so funny. It's so funny. He's like, yeah, thanks. It's so funny. Because he tries to be impressive, but then it's really not. And you find out the true,
is to look super hot.
Yeah, basically.
That's all that's telling me right now. Unless I
basically, it's like, I always liked you even though you were fat, stuff like that.
Liar.
No.
Liar.
It's not how life works.
It's pretty funny.
Speaking of which, Christmas is coming up. I got us planned out when I'm going to watch Love Actually, so I'm excited for that.
It should be in December.
Oh, yeah. You guys want to watch Love Actually? I'll totally put it on for you guys.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
I love that movie.
That's my favorite. That's my Christmas
movie. You actually love it?
I like it a lot. Especially, there's two storylines that I like a lot in that movie. One was the one with Keira Knightley.
Yeah, I feel so heartbroken for Rick.
Every time it just gets me.
Yeah, all the time.
It's like, even though I won't be able to love you. I would say, I'll love you till you look like this.
Yeah.
And then she gives him a kiss. Sad, oh, God. Sad. He's like, what did he say when he goes away? He's like, no more.
I can't remember. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. And the girl who you never find out who she's getting called over the cell phone, she's like, okay, honey, like, I'll be right there and stuff. And then, remember what it was?
No, I don't remember.
So there's this girl, I don't know, it's not spoilers, this movie's so old.
Right? Yeah.
Basically, every time she tries to get with a hot guy from work, a guy calls her on the phone. And he's like, okay, honey, I'll be right there. Or you think that she's, like, married or has a boyfriend.
Okay.
Turns out she has a, like, I guess, mentally handicapped brother.
Yeah.
That needs her support all the time.
So she always
has to go meet with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the guy who plays the love interest, the hot dude, is Xerxes from 300.
Really?
Yeah.
looks so different. Yeah. Oh, he's still jacked, but like it's just
he's like a jacked looking dude, still.
And so who else is there? There's Hugh Grant as the Prime Minister.
My favorite one is
Watson?
Who's Watson?
The porn?
No. Although they're pretty funny. No, my favorite one is the what's his face?
Snape?
Is it? No, not Snape. It's the old rock star. Like the senile old dude.
What was his thing?
And he has no friends. Oh. And he calls his manager and he's like, listen.
Can we hang out in Christmas time?
Oh. Yeah. That one and Liam Neeson and his son.
Oh, yeah. When he's trying to impress the girl.
Yeah.
And then Miko was in the drum and yeah, he's drumming for her. When she's singing All I Want for Christmas is You.
Yeah.
Aw. That was a cute one. Because they were like discussing life, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Liam Neeson's supposed to go out on a date with a new girl.
Right.
Yeah. Also, there's the one of the guy who goes to America to try and find love. Oh, yeah. But like his story is so unnecessary because he just has like a foursome and then he comes home with hot chicks.
Isn't that an Eddie Murphy movie?
No. This guy, this British guy, is like, hey, listen, American chicks love my accent. She goes there. Yeah. And, who are the girls? It was like.
So he nails like Alicia Cuthbert from PMK, Positive Cancer Kids.
Shannon Elizabeth was in it?
Yeah, Shannon Elizabeth is there. And there's another girl.
Yeah.
He nails.
Oh my God.
All at
so
once.
It's so funny. And you know how it happened? He like has all these mishaps and he gets to a bar and these three girls just take him.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, you're from Britain. He's like, say this. And he says it. And then it's just like, I was like, no, this is not what happens.
You know what? It does happen because I recently went to a restaurant in our city and one of the waiters is British, like straight British, heavy accent.
Yeah.
And he's like, he's got that modern geek chic going on. But there was like a group of girls.
Mm-hmm.
They had him as the waiter. And he would be like, oh, what's your, I can't do the accent. I'm not going to do the accent. He's like, hey, what's your order? And they'd be like, oh, I love your accent. I'm going to have this. And he's like, sure, I'll get right on that. And then like, as soon as he leaves, all the girls are like, oh my God, his accent.
And then he's just like, God, damn it.
Start practicing, my friend.
I just gotta be sick all the time. That's my thing.
That's what it is. Love Actually. Did we cover all the ones? Yeah, Snape and his cheating.
No, we missed the Prime Minister.
No, I did. I said the Prime Minister. And I said Hugh Grant.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he's dancing.
Wait, we missed the one with the couple who can't understand each other. The writer.
Oh yeah, the one where he leaves for work and he thinks his wife is sick, and then he comes back to his house to pick up some papers, and she's banging her brother, his brother.
Yes.
That's rough.
And then he like goes away. What was his name? The guy in it.
See, that's
Colin Firth.
Yeah, when you said Hugh Grant, that's who came to my mind.
No. Okay. Colin Firth, and he leaves, and then he has a thing with this girl. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I forgot about that. And he goes to find her.
Yeah.
I think I watched this movie like the first year we started doing this, because you were like, Anthony, I know this is the first year of the podcast. Gotta watch Love Actually. And I was like, sure, whatever. I'm tired of watching Die Hard over and over again.
Oh my God. So that's my Christmas movie, Just Friends, for now.
That's the last time I've watched it.
Okay. Yeah. Love Actually. You have to find yours.
This is Die Hard.
It's not Die Hard.
It's not that. He didn't have one.
The internet ruined Die Hard for me.
Yeah, so you can tell.
Because I was like, man, I'm so cool. Die Hard's worse than Christmas.
Wait, that's why you don't want to keep it anymore?
It's a good movie. I'm just tired of it. I don't know. It's probably like something like comedy, like Elf.
Oh, or like, okay, you know, never mind.
Or Jingle All the Way.
Get out of here.
Awful.
Get out of here.
Or the one where Tim Allen's Santa.
Santa Claus?
Santa Claus?
The Santa Claus, yeah.
Oh my God.
And the Claus is spelled like Claus.
I hate you so much.
Yes, I love Actually, it is.
Yeah.
That's it for this week.
Yeah.
You can look forward to another one of these next week. Mm-hmm. Because we always do these every week.
Do we?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
That's the plan.
Oh, shout out to my friends at work. They listened to 2 episodes of our podcast while we were putting away merchandise.
Goddamn casuals.
It's hilarious. They thought, I don't know if they thought we were funny, but they thought like our banter was pretty funny.
Okay.
That's good. Yeah. It's always good to hear. To Meads Lemica, I don't know if he made it on time this week again.
Made it on time for what?
I don't know. Because last week he came in at the very end.
Yeah,
last
5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
He made the last 10 minutes this time.
Yeah, you made the last 10 minutes this time.
He's getting better.
Hopefully it was entertaining.
Yeah.
See you guys next week.
Peace.
Bye.